Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
What do we got today, girl?
Well, big news. We've moved. Mm-hmm. We moved out of our cornfield in Pittsburgh. And now I'm called the sub with parentheses urban outlaw.
Suburban outlaw.
Got it?
Yes,
I live in downtown Rochester. I'm getting a whole new perspective on life. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't easy. We had to actually downsize and get out in basically 6 weeks. And I learned that people do things like go to other people's houses to buy things. Did you know this?
Yes.
Priceless, baby.
Yeah. So we made huge donations. I had a dumpster outside my house that was this. It was an industrial strength dumpster. My neighbors are like, "So when is this leaving your driveway?" And I'm like, "When I do. When I do, it's gone." But we ended up working with Mary Miller of Ellie Palmer Associates. She was a former Xerox executive who used to love stuff. I have to know her story, right? And she said, when I was little, I would go to antique shows and I collected things. And so when she decided to reframe her career, she bought an existing company that had been around for 40 years that does estate sales. Mm. So she helps people celebrate the things they had, let go of them so that other people can enjoy them. And we actually worked with her to come up with an idea. I said, look, I want to do this with intention. And, you know, I donate a lot of things mm-hmm. every year. What if we do this and take a portion of the proceeds and give them to charities that are important to us? Yeah. So we picked Young Women's College Prep and the Center for Youth, which, you know, I've talked about here. And we're going to give a percentage of the proceeds. And I think it made a huge difference in the sale because...
Yeah, people don't try to, you know...
There were signs...
Haggle. They won't haggle as much.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, why not? We're going to make a difference with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's it made me feel better about leaving. You know, I got a little weepy over like, oh my gosh, these are my mother's... pot of cream. Why do I own a pot of cream? So pot of cream are...
I don't know what that is.
They're little... ceramic things to hold mousse in. Like, who makes that? And why do I have it?
Really?
You know, I felt so much better. I had so much stuff from trips. Mm-hmm. I, you know, used to buy things on every trip that I couldn't even remember. I'm like, this rock, I know I got it. I don't know. It could be Hawaii.
Yeah,
could
right.
be Seattle. I have no idea where I got it from. And, you know, someone is going to buy that rock and know that they're going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a baby grand piano. I swear, yeah,
wow.
That was my...
Wow.
My husband's grandmother's piano.
And you're donating that?
Well, yes, because, and I'll tell you, because when we tried to get it remade, the guy said, this is the Yugo of pianos.
Oh.
Like, you know, there was Steinway, and it was called Stuyvesant. It was like a knockoff Baby Grand.
Did it sound good?
Never. And I remember poor BJ, the piano teacher, was like, can we get a little, like...
Tuner?
Another piano to live inside the house, because the piano was so bad. But you know what? Someone will make good use of it. You know, somebody's 5-year-old needs to learn to play. It's
exactly.
enough.
Exactly.
And it's a great piece of furniture.
When my kids started playing, I bought a $300 piano.
Yes.
And when it lived its usefulness, I gave it away. Someone, I said, just come take it.
Yes.
I don't want any money for it.
But the great thing was Mary is also aesthetically brilliant. So she set up the house and I walked in and I was like, wait, I like that again. Oh,
yeah,
wait,
well,
why
geez.
Is that? That's really beautiful. I'm taking that back. Like I was like, and then finally, I just said, let it go.
Or you'll be on the next episode of Hoarder.
Yes. Yeah. And I do feel better about doing this with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it sort of came to us that, you know, let's do this. The whole move was honestly unexpected and it's very emotional. But I so appreciate everything that cornfield gave me. I want to give back.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.